In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, headlines. Let's start with the injury report for tonight's game. Texans and Cowboys, you can hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. Kickoff 7:15, Monday Night Football. 4:15 Texans countdown. You got me and Seth leading you into the game here on Sports Radio 610. Texans will be without Will Anderson, Foley Fatakasi, and Blake Fisher. All three of them listed as out with various injuries. The big one there is Will Anderson. No real update on where he's at with this ankle. Obviously, a couple division games coming up that are supremely important for the Texans after this Cowboys game. So we'll see, but no Will Anderson tonight against the Cowboys. Probably the biggest news, the two biggest news items on the injury report, Nico Collins is full go. He is healthy. He's not listed as questionable. He is off the injury report, as is Damian Pierce, Derek Stingley, and CJ Stroud. They were all on the injury report earlier this week, or I should say late last week. They are not anymore. Kamari Lassiter, Seth, did practice on Saturday. He's at the late stages of getting through the concussion protocol. Because he practiced on Saturday does not make it even close to a lock that he plays tonight, but it does mean there's a chance he could play tonight, and that would be that would be a big development for the Texans defensively in this game.
That would be very, very nice. And we saw they were a different team last week in the fourth quarter, in the second half, when they didn't have Kamari Lassiter. The other side of it too, just CeeDee Lamb showed up on the injury report on Saturday out of nowhere. So that's something to monitor. I like, he has not been the factor that he typically is this year. Nobody has been for the Cowboys, but without, if they didn't have CeeDee Lamb, oh my goodness.
Yeah, nothing.
That's just, it's gonna, it's again, look, any game in the NFL is, there's always, either side can win, but my goodness, that is a bad team already. And then if they don't have CeeDee Lamb, or if CeeDee Lamb's limited, that's going to be really, really rough for the Cowboys.
Yeah, this is a Cowboys team that's ready to get their butts kicked tonight. The Texans need to go follow through and do that for America. They need to do that.
The other one too, Blake Fisher is a low-key one to get alarmed about if Laremy Tunsil, like Laremy Tunsil, he's had injury issues in a lot of games this year. You know, it feels like there's been at least four games where he's missed time within the game, where he's been out for a series or so it's not like Blake Fisher is a guy that just is break glass in case of emergency. We've seen him have to be used this year.
Is that a play? I guess it would be Nick Broeker. I have to go look at the roster and see, look at the depth chart, but I'm guessing it.
They've got all these guys on the practice squad right now, too, that they might call up.
Yeah, they may elevate a lineman for this game. You're right. That's a good call.
Nick alluded to that in his interview on the GM show last week. It's just that, hey, the offensive line, even if they're healthy on the interior, that might still change up a little bit.
Yep.
They're still in mix and match mode right now.
Good. They should be.
Yeah.
So that's your injury report. Again, 7:15 kickoff tonight for Monday Night Football. Meanwhile, around the NFL yesterday, the Colts won. They beat the Jets on a late Anthony Richardson rushing touchdown. Had easily, Seth, I'm guessing, without going back and looking at his game log, That had to be his best game as a pro. It greatly disappointed you because he was 20 of 30 throwing the ball yesterday. Yes, he was.
Oh.
He's not only above 50%, he was well above 50%. 20 of 30, 272 yards, and two rushing touchdowns. What are we to make of Anthony Richardson getting benched for 2 weeks and then us being told how much mature he's gotten in those 2 weeks and then playing a game that actually where he looked like a mature quarterback?
Shane Steichen is really good at scheming up a game plan for a quarterback that's going to work for him. That tends to fade with time. So, you know, there's the initial, like, oh, look at what we got for you. And then teams realize, like, oh, this is what they got for us. So he is still at... He's at 48.5% completion percentage on the season.
Still tracking it. I love it.
He does have a 4-3 record. I mean, we do have to give him credit for being a winning quarterback. And he's got a 48. He's pushing. He's pushing to get up above 50% on the season.
I'd love to be able to just say, well, it's the Jets. I mean, they beat the Jets, but...
Right.
2 weeks ago.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Is, I mean, it's the Jets. It's just basically openly in rebellion about the fact that Robert Saleh was fired. Their defense. I mean, they're just openly. I mean, it is. It's the Jets. Only the Jets could screw up being bad even worse than they did, in that they fired a head coach who wasn't responsible for Aaron Rodgers or Nathaniel Hackett or any of that fiasco. And yet the one thing that he was totally responsible for was still, when Robert Saleh was still there, still a very
top
good Jets defense.
Yes,
it's fallen off a cliff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. As far as other games around the AFC go yesterday, the Steelers beat the Ravens. Steelers now have a fairly commanding lead in the AFC North. So the Ravens right now, the season ended today, the Ravens would be the sixth seed in the AFC. The Bills beat the Chiefs. That's the battle of the top two teams in the AFC. They beat the Chiefs in Buffalo. We've seen this movie before. They've beaten the Chiefs in the regular season. I give Josh Allen a lot of credit. He was not basking in the glory of this win afterwards yesterday when he was the best player on the field. He was not basking in this. He's like, yeah, I mean, I'm paraphrasing. He's like, yeah, we're probably going to see these guys again. That's the game we need to beat them, you know.
So, maybe if our kicker can handle the weather. Was nice last night.
Yeah.
No issues out of Bass last night.
Nope.
I don't think anybody in Buffalo feels good about him, though.
No.
I get nervous for the kid.
Oh, those Buffalo Bills fans are crazy, man. Like, they'll flaming tables and everything. So,
I feel like this is one time I really wanted Deion Sanders to be the coach of the Steelers, because I feel like after yet another Russell Wilson deep strike to George Pickens, that Deion Sanders would be in the press conference saying, "Do you believe?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe?"
Mm-hmm.
Demanding fealty and loyalty from the writers who are in there.
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe that Russell Wilson is the chosen one?
Look good, man. I mean,
they got a nice little Justin Fields package in there, too.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't look good in the red zone. They kicked six field goals, but he, you know, Steelers did what they're going to do in that game, man. Like, they forced turnovers. They don't have turnovers handed to them. That interception that Peyton Wilson had deep down, that deep shot down the sideline, the interception that he had, they forced a fumble on the very first drive with Derrick Henry. They forced another fumble later. Patrick Queen did. I forget who fumbled it for the Ravens, but man, that is a tough team, man, and you're going to probably have to go through Pittsburgh if you want to get to a Super Bowl.
I mean, they're a tough team, but also, like, Justin Tucker was awful. Justin Tucker lost the Ravens that game. I mean, you know, butterfly effect and all that, who knows how it would have played out in the second half, but if you make it just the simple two very makeable field goals that he missed,
different
that's
game.
The margin right there.
Yeah, it's a different game, for sure. Rockets beat the Bulls last night, 143 to 107. They've now won five in a row. They've won 9 out of 11. They're 10-4 and in sole possession of third place in the Western Conference. And they're 10-4 off of a 1-2 start. So, I mean, they're a good basketball team, man. Alperen Şengün, back-to-back triple-doubles over the weekend. Triple-double against the Clippers on Friday. Triple-double again last night in basically like 20 minutes. Against the 24 minutes he played, something like that. He was done by middle of the third quarter. Mm-hmm. Only the second player in league history under the age of 22 to put together back-to-back triple doubles. Nikola Jokic is the only other one to do that.
I mean, and I'll tell you what, the other thing too, just in a nod of respect and credibility to where they are right now. It's early in the season, yada yada yada. I mean, they're the third seed in a conference where the 11th seed has a 7-7 record. You know, it's
it's a good conference.
I mean, and that's the Clippers. The Clippers, the 11th seed right now,
and
they're a 500 basketball team with two of those losses coming via the Rockets. This is impressive, and it's impossible not to get excited about the fact that, yeah, they're still young as hell.
Right.
A lot of their future are nominally backups right now.
I think that the biggest reason is the defense. I think that's, to me, is the biggest reason to get excited, is that I saw a graphic somebody put up yesterday, Seth, of the progression, like the four big defensive metrics, efficiency, field goal percentage, actual scoring points, as you like to point out, all those things. Under the last season of Steven Silas, a lot of these guys, a lot of the same young players, 30th, 28th, 29th out of 30 teams, they're in the top five in everything now defensively. They're the opposite of the Dallas Cowboys in football, who are in the bottom five of everything defensively. The Rockets are in the top five defensively in everything right now. That's what makes me most excited, because that's something that tends to maintain consistency. Defense. It's effort, And so that's Ime Udoka, man, paying big dividends. All right, those are your headlines, getting you up to speed on everything that went on over the weekend. The Texans can put an end to a lot of the outside noise tonight. Are they hearing the outside noise? D'Amico Ryans was asked about this in his Thursday press conference last week. Seth put up another interesting poll this weekend, too, that plays into watching football over the weekend and looking at all these other AFC teams. I was watching it through a Texans prism this weekend as I was sitting on the sofa. We'll get to all of that coming up.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.